This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. How are you doing? Good morning, afternoon, good evening. Depending on where you are getting this podcast. How are you? Seriously, how are you coping? How is life treating you? I hope you are strong. Please be strong. Don't give up. Because God's got you. Yes. God's got you. That's the topic of our podcast today. God's got you. Relax. Relax. The one that holds the universe has got your back. And he will deliver you. That's for sure. Hallelujah. 20 years ago, I was in a big mess, in a dilemma that I didn't know I would ever survive. In fact, my world was crumbling before my very eyes and I couldn't do anything about it. The more I tried to remedy the mess, the more I unraveled more shit. At that point, I totally lost hope. In that dark moment of my life, the only word that I can still remember God whispering to my ears was, relax. Relax. Seriously, is that all you have to say, God? At a point, I got angry just hearing that word, relax. How? How can one relax when is faced with the troubles of life? In fact, how did Daniel relax inside the lion's den? How did the three Hebrew boys relax in the fiery furnace of fire? How was it possible that Peter could go into deep sleep, chained in the prison and surrounded by soldiers, armed soldiers? Paul and Silas prayed and sang in the prison. How? How did he do that? Jesus, yes, our Savior, was seen sleeping in the midst of the storm while others were fretting. By the way, what is the meaning of the word relax? It means the following: to become or to cause something to become less tense, less tight, or less stiff. To make something less tense, tight, or stiff. To stop feeling nervous or worried. To spend time resting or doing something enjoyable, especially after you have been working. So we often hear people say, cut yourself some slack, take a chill pill, unwind, de-stress, loosen up, etc. That was what God was telling me back then, 20 years ago. But I didn't see how possible that could be because I was dealing with a situation that was really, really, in fact, I was dealing. So what are you dealing with right now? I'm here to tell you that same word, relax. I no longer ask God how when I hear him say that word, relax. Because, I've heard him a couple of times after that serious dealing 20 years ago. Why am I no more worried? Why am I no more angry when he says the word relax? Because he pulled through for me then and severally after that. And so I am confident that he's got my back. I'm confident that this time also he's got me covered. So, relax. He will deliver you. When you say that Jesus is our Savior, or is your Savior, when we say he's our Savior, it means a lot. He's not just saving us from sin, from damnation in hell. It means he can save us from danger, from harm, from failure. Just name it. You know, I heard my pastors making an illustration, and the reason why God is not perturbed by our situation is because he's the Alpha and the Omega. And what does that mean? It means that he knows the end of the game. We're just seeing the bits and pieces of the puzzle, but God knows the end. And I believe when Job was all, you know, confused, God was laughing because he knew that the end of Job was going to be better than before the dealings that, you know, came into his life. God knew that Job was going to defeat the enemy, the devil, at the end of the old battle, and that Job was going to have double what he lost. And so God was just watching. Thank God Job realized himself, because at the point he was already delving, he was already saying things, you know, blabbing rubbish. You know, the way we blab rubbish when we're going through, you know, when we are dealing. So, same thing with you. Whatever the situation is right now you're facing, let me tell you, you are coming out triumphant. It's going to be you winning the battle. Hallelujah. You know, God is a partial God, and he's a partial referee. And so when the devil's got your back on the floor, he's just going to take his face off. By the time you put the devil's back on the ground, he's going to just count 1, 2, 3 and declare you the winner. So never you give up. So tell yourself, just say to yourself, Amy, relax. I'm telling myself, relax. How are you coping with the situation in the country? It's all over the world, so not just Nigeria, where I'm recording this podcast from. How are you coping with the economy? Yes. Bible says when men are saying there's a falling away, we shall be saying there's a lifting up. So what? Relax. Let me read Isaiah 43 from verse 1 to 17 to you. Just listen. I want to read the Message by version, because it's simple and very interesting. Isaiah 43 from verse 1, it said, "But now God's message, the God who made you in the first place, Jacob," so you can put your name, "the one who got you started, Israel, don't be afraid. I have redeemed you. I have called your name. You are mine." Hallelujah. "When you are over your head, I'll be there with you. When you are in rough waters, you will not go down. When you are between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Because I am God, your personal God." I like that. Not the God of your pastor, your personal God. "The Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. All of Egypt with rich Cush and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you." Aww. Isn't that sweet of God? "I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. I'll trade the creation just for you. So don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'll round up all your scattered children. I'll pull them in from east and west. I'll send others north and south. Send them back. Return my sons from distant lands, my daughters from faraway places. I want them back. Every last one who bears my name. Every man, woman, and child whom I created for my glory. Yes, personally formed and made each one. Praise the Lord. Get the blind and deaf out here and ready. The blind, though there's nothing wrong with their eyes, and the deaf, though there's nothing wrong with their ears. Then get the other nations out here and ready. Let's see what they have to say about this. How they account for what's happened. Let them present their expert witnesses and make their case. Let them try to convince us what they say is true. But you are my witnesses, God's decree. You are my hand-picked servant, so that you will come to know and trust me. Understand both that I am and who I am. Previous to me, there was no such thing as a God, nor will there be after me. I am God. I am the only Savior there is. Hallelujah. Isn't that cool? I spoke. I saved. I told you what existed long before these upstart gods appeared on the scene. And you know it. You are my witnesses. You are the evidence. God's decree. Yes, I am God. I've always been God, and I'll always be God. No one can take anything from me. I make. Who can unmake it? God, your Redeemer, the only of Israel, says, just for you, I will march on Babylon. I will turn the tables on the Babylonians. Instead of whooping it up, they will be wailing. I am God, your Holy One, Creator of Israel, your King. This is what God says. The God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves. The God who summons horses and chariots and armies. They lie down and then can't get up. They are snuffed out like so many candles. That is verse 17. 18 says, forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. 18, 19. Be present. I am about to do something brand new. It's busting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert. Rivers in the badlands. Let me stop there. Take time out again and read Isaiah 43 and see how much God loves you and how much God's got your back. So, tell yourself again, relax. No shaking. Nothing they happen. Yeah, nothing they happen. I am confident of this one thing, that this God is there. He said, I have always been God, and I will always be God. So, if you are listening to this podcast, you have not made this amazing God your God. What are you waiting for? Say this after me, if you are ready. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Today, I denounce my past. I ask for mercy. Forgive me. Cleanse me from my unrighteousness. Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. From today, I choose to serve you and no other one. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father, for this one that just said this prayer. I cover him and her with the blood of Jesus. I ask that your spirit will envelop them and cause them to love you. In Jesus' name. So, relax, brother, sister. And see you in the next podcast. I remain Ami Amos Tukura. I love you, but I know God loves you more. Have a swell week and have a blessed month. Bye-bye.